You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back, Startup Nation Radio. We've got a really important show we're talking about today. Hey, what's more important than talking about money? And in this case, raising money through this new thing called crowdfunding, which we're helping you understand today and maybe even put to work for you to help get your business off the ground. Dan, we're talking to Mark Shea.
I think it's really great that we've got Mark Shea on the line to help us put this in perspective before we bring out our guests who have been successfully utilizing this technology. Yeah. But there's a lot of technical nuances to raising money in general.
Yep.
But it's great, Mark, having you on the show.
Yep, indeed. So, again, we talked about now the alternative when you go out to raise money. Now, we're talking about raising money in exchange for selling a portion of your company. So investors put up money, they buy a piece of your company. It's an equity investment, as we call it. And so now we're able to use the power of crowdfunding to make that happen, where you raise smaller amounts from various individuals, people you don't even know, who can come in and buy interest in your company, much like the public stock market.
Sure.
It acts kind of like that. So, Mark, we were on a roll there. We're talking about how businesses can get started using crowdfunding, and you started to tell us any investor can invest up to $10,000. First, where does this stuff get posted? I mean, how does an investor find out about the opportunity to invest in the company? Where do they shop for these opportunities as investors?
Well, one aspect of the new law envisions use of the internet, the website approach, as an effective tool for crowdfunding here in Michigan. Again, you must consider that the state prerogative, intrastate requirements must be adhered to. If you go beyond the interstate exemption provisions, you run afoul of the SEC. So, but to your answer or to the response for your question, you must use effective marketing aspects like the internet, because you want to get to as much an audience as you can, as wide an audience as you can.
Right. So there are these what we call portals out there, right, that do this. I mean, they're known for making sure that the offerings that they post are following the rules, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There has to be. It must distinguish between telling people about the concept and the actual offering of the security. Because if you make the offer before you go through the various requirements of assuring that the purchaser is a Michigan resident, for example, you could run afoul of losing the exemption. So you want to be very careful.
Right. Okay, so you use one. I'm a business. I want to raise money. I use one of these services, one of these portals. I find out where I want to post my company's offering. I follow the rules. I do it all right. I've got my company up there, and now people out there who are shopping for investment opportunities know to go to these sites to look for these various offerings. They can sort through the offerings there. If something catches their eye, they can literally, there's a standardized form, like buying a stock online? How does it work for someone who wants to invest in a startup company?
There are still procedures being worked out as we speak. We envision that the person who's interested has to contact the issuer or the company that's providing the security, and having a conversation either through some kind of a form submitted or a one-on-one conversation with the principals of the company, so that the company is assured that the person they're dealing with is a Michigan resident and is qualified under other aspects of the legislation.
So obviously, Mark, the state of Michigan and the country as a whole is very interested in crowdfunding and this kind of legislation, obviously, because this is a potentially huge economic boom for small businesses and a new way to raise money.
Absolutely. It really bypasses a lot of hurdles that you would have to go through if you're going through a securities offering under the rules of the federal rules under the Securities Exchange Commission. Also, it allows issuing companies a chance to raise money, bypassing some of the strict constraints of banks or lenders or venture capital organizations who might have restrictions in terms of how you conduct your business or how much equity they would control in the business.
Yeah, and so that's why states and the government, the national government, as you pointed out, Dan, are so so behind this because, God, small business is at the forefront. 51% of our GDP in this country, small
right.
business. I mean, 99% of all employers, small business, 75% of all new jobs. So that's critical. I want to just make sure we do one thing, though.
Sure.
Can you, Mark, for us, I want to make sure we get through the process of how a company actually makes this happen for them. So we talked about you go to the portal, you get signed up there, you follow the rules, you post your offering. People can invest up to $10,000. Is there a total amount of money that can be raised? Is there any cap on the total or any cap on the total number of investors?
There is a cap. There are two levels of the so-called caps. There's a $1 million level and there's a $2 million level. It depends on whether issuer is going to go through the hoops of providing audited financial statements or reviewed financial statements. If they do that, they avail themselves of the $2 million option. If they don't, their limit is $1 million.
Okay, so that for a startup company, that's a lot of dough. That's a lot of juice.
And going back to our segment last week in terms of the way technology's changed, how in the world could investors even imagine doing this themselves today, doing it the old way? Now this is a way that everybody, yeah. the playing field's been leveled.
Yeah. Mark, you mentioned there are four states that are doing this now. What's the outlook, for the rest of the country? Do we expect that everyone's going to be able to do this soon?
I think this is a firestorm. It's going to catch on. And again, here in Michigan, we started the process in October. By the end of the year, Governor Snyder signed the bill. We're just beginning the process of getting familiar with this legislation, getting it out to people. I don't think many people are really aware of it. And again, to your credit, you're bringing this to the attention of a wider public than has been brought to, up to now.
Yeah, well, it's a powerful way to raise money. As Dan and I always say, we want to bring the leading edge technologies and things that give small business the advantage. If you happen to be lucky enough to be tuned into Startup Nation Radio today, you're learning how to raise money in a new way that's going to be extremely powerful, a firestorm, as Mark Shea puts it. Mark, we're going to check in with you from time to time, and you feel free to check back with us as well, keeping us on that leading edge. We want to make sure we know the latest and greatest as it relates to crowdfunding. Thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. And a moment of time, if I may, caution to your audience. There are a lot of hoops. There are a lot of requirements that you have to pay attention to. So be careful. It's not a panacea that is so easily accomplished. You need the advice of an attorney or a CPA.
Well, and I think that really is true. Thank you, Mark. And I know you did it in a way that wasn't a personal plug, but for those of you out there listening that might want to check this out, Mark Shea, Shaye, you're with Lippitt O'Keefe in Birmingham. Certainly, there's one expert source for you right there if you're thinking of doing this. We can't emphasize enough. You're absolutely right, Mark. You've got to go to an expert when doing things like this. You've got to do this right. You do not want the SEC calling, that's for sure. Dan, we're going to get to some examples of success.
Well, let's go right to it. So we talked about, hey, what the opportunity is. Well, let's talk to a couple of great guests who are doing it. And first, we have Rachel Lemus, Monty's Beef Company. For the past 4 years, she's been raising cattle. Now she's going to be raising capital.
There we go.
She's going to be looking at crowdfunding as a way to do it. Rachel, welcome to the show. Welcome to Startup Nation Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here. So what was going to be a restaurant concept evolved into a need to source our own product, and we wanted to use 100% pure Piedmontese beef. That's been going really great, but 65% of the animal's ground beef. So if you don't have an outlet for ground beef, you're stuck. You're stuck with a lot of meat with no place for it to go because the prime cuts are no problem to sell. So we've been really testing out a seasoned burger patty, and we wanted something that was convenient, easy to cook, healthy. That was the burger with which we were going to base our burger concept around, so we knew it was good, and we knew it was good enough to sell.
And you needed funding to bring this to market.
Absolutely.
And so where did you go to find the funding?
So, like Mark was saying, I think that crowdfunding is not exactly known. I stumbled upon Kickstarter.
Okay, so you're going to talk to us about Kickstarter. That's different than what Mark was talking about in that you did not raise money by selling interest in your company. You actually sold the product in advance, raised some money so that you can then deliver the product to the community who bought it and more, right?
Exactly.
And we're going to learn how you did that in just a moment. We come back on Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us. We've got the answers for you if you want to start or grow your own business. Startup Nation Radio.